Quality health care always adds to the value of the community, and in this area, the provider of that quality health care is White River Health. President and CEO of White River Health, Gary Paxson, joins us, and we're going to talk about several things this morning, including some improvements coming to the oncology department and how the public can get involved in that process. But first, let's talk about a couple of other things. Mr. Paxson, thank you for joining us. I know you are excited about the approaching opening date of the new orthopedic clinic.
Yes, we're very excited to be able to introduce a new 15,000 square foot clinic that will allow a lot more space for us to provide great orthopedic care with our current providers and ones that we've recruited. We anticipate being able to cut the ribbon on that building hopefully next month and be able to bring that to fruition and a new caliber of service to our community.
And you have also had a recent addition to the rheumatology department.
Yes, we've been excited. We've had the opportunity about a year ago to recruit Dr. Sarah Lubker, who did her training at Vanderbilt University in rheumatology. She's already, during her training, she's won some great awards at a national level, brings a great expertise to the area of rheumatology full-time. We've been working in a little bit of a part-time manner for while she finished her training, but we are thrilled to have Dr. Lubker here with us on campus providing rheumatology services to our communities.
And on a more fun note, the golf tournament is back, coming up very soon.
Yes. Last year, we reintroduced our annual golf tournament, had to take a hiatus during the height of COVID, and we've moved it into September to try to garner some better weather, and we're excited that Friday, the 22nd, we will be hosting our annual golf tournament, and the proceeds for that tournament are going to be utilized for the campaign we'll talk about shortly.
Well, let's get into that. Tell me a little bit about this project. It will be used to improve the quality of care for patients benefiting from the oncology department, chemotherapy and infusions specifically.
Yes. So most of us know someone personally, whether it's a family member or a friend who's been impacted by cancer. Cancer is a very real part of our lives today. And a real part of that treatment for many forms of cancer is chemotherapy. Chemotherapy is a process that is done multiple times over multiple weeks, and it takes several hours at a time typically. And as we look at the space we've been utilizing, it's not as ideal as we would like it to. It does not allow for as much privacy or comfort or even aesthetics as we feel we'd like to provide to our patients who are walking through that. Mental health is a big portion of your outlook and how you combat cancer. And so we feel like providing a more pleasant space that allows privacy and more beauty to look at while you're going through that is something we'd like to provide to the citizens of our communities.
Describe to me a little bit the makeup of this building, what it will look like, how it will function.
Certainly. So this will be an addition to the east tower of our building. It'll be an expansion off of the existing medical oncology clinic. It'll be approximately 4,500 additional square feet, all dedicated to infusions. In that space, we will have multiple bays, if you will, where there will be a private chair and a patient can either choose to be alone or they can choose to have a little bit more collaboration with someone else going through chemotherapy. But the premise of this is that the majority of those treatment bays will be able to look out of a glass window to a beautiful garden area that will have a nice calming and beautiful effect for them to look at and relax while they go through that situation.
Now, of course, an improvement like this does not come without cost. Let's talk a little bit about how we are asking the public to become involved with it.
Absolutely. You are right. This does come at a cost. And as we've watched our economy over the last several years, construction prices have increased. And so There's a definite cost to this project. We feel like this is a significant addition and service to our community. And so we are launching a campaign and looking to raise the majority of the funds for this center, as we do feel that it is a great investment in the services we provide and in helping the communities that we serve continue to fight the battle of cancer.
We want to give a mention and some recognition to your employees. They have been at the forefront of the fundraising process.
Yes, we've been thrilled with the results of that. We did an internal launch and we talked to our employees. We wanted them to understand why we were doing this and give them an opportunity to participate in the campaign. And we've seen a tremendous amount of support from our leadership and even frontline employees volunteering to be part of this and be part of making this investment in our community.
So for those listening, how can they get involved? How can they contribute?
The easiest way is on our website, whiteriverhealth.org. There is a way to go to our foundation's page, and you'll see a link there for this campaign. You can see a picture of a current proposed rendering of this building. There will be a link that will take you to that, and whether it's a one-time gift or over time, you can set that up. Or you can stop by our foundation office, which is attached to right next to Hobby Lobby here in Batesville. You're welcome to stop in and visit with any of our foundation staff who can give you more information and take any donation information that you'd be willing to share.
And taking a look at the artist rendering on the website, it is a beautiful facility and exciting to think about it coming to fruition.
Yes, we're thrilled with the aesthetics, the beauty, and most importantly, the additional level of service, caliber of opportunity that will allow us to provide patients going through a trying time and give them every chance they can to succeed at fighting cancer.
Gary Paxson, President and CEO of White River Health, thank you so much for taking time to visit with us.
Always a pleasure, Chad. Thank you for the opportunity.